This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The latest dairy market report submitted by Dairy Management Incorporated and the National Milk Producers Federation shows the key factors affecting the dairy market outlook in recent months have been the slow unwinding of the previous expansion of milk and cheese production, increased domestic and export use of cheese and butter, and continued large stocks of those products. We'll talk about it with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation next.
Set sail for Madison, Wisconsin and discover new dairy worlds October 3rd through the 7th at the 2017 World Dairy Expo. For 5 days, the global dairy industry meets at the Align Energy Center to view the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade shows in North America. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to plan your trip today.
Chris, the National Milk Producers Federation and Dairy Management Incorporated released their September dairy market report, and cheese prices have been the most variable component of milk pricing recently. We saw an uptick in cheese prices in August after a drop in July. Are we on our way to a robust recovery?
There are still some headwinds to a full price recovery, the biggest of which is we have a lot of dairy products, particularly cheese, in inventory. And so while we've seen prices whipsaw around a fair amount here as the summer's come to an end, and prices certainly are better than where they were, say, spring a year ago, there hasn't been a fully robust recovery because we still have a lot of commercial stocks of American-type cheese in inventory.
We keep hearing about U.S. dairy exports being the saving grace for dairy producers.
The strong dollar has affected our exports this year. Milk production has remained fairly strong and consistent around the country. And so for that reason, we've been making enough of the products that affect producer prices, particularly American-type cheese, and there's enough of those products in inventory that we're not seeing hugely robust prices right now. Again, certainly conditions, including margins, are better than where they were the last couple years, but they're still not great, and they're certainly nowhere near what the margins were like back in 2014.
The Cooperatives Working Together program has been playing a part in helping with exports.
We know that if the U.S. dairy industry is going to continue growing milk production, we need to find a home for those additional dairy products, whether it's here domestically or internationally. And in many cases, the international market is growing more quickly than the domestic market, where CWT plays a role as helping bridge a gap with the price differentials that happen sometimes between what the domestic price of cheese or butter is and what the world price is. And CWT allows U.S. exporters to be competitive because we provide a bonus that allows them to make a sale in a foreign market.
Well, the CME dairy futures have turned more bearish as we head into the fall. I'm going to take a look at how these prices are going to rebound for the fourth quarter.
There typically is some. The question is it still yet to come, or did we already experience it? Because what's happened is that we had stronger prices here in August. Then there was a fairly significant price drop of cheese and butter in September. As we're closing out the month of September, we've seen a rebound in cheese prices. So then the question is this a fall bump? Is it sustainable? Or is it just one of those things that's here for a few days and then prices will decline again? It's happening right now, so it's a little too soon to say what the outlook is. But it gets back to the original point I made, which is that with a lot of cheese in inventory, buyers are probably not going to be motivated to make any major investments in bidding up the price of cheese until they see that the cupboards are bare, so to speak, and that we have fewer cheese products in inventory.
That's Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. If you'd like to read that latest dairy market report, it's available at nmpf.org.
Set sail for Madison, Wisconsin and discover new dairy worlds October 3rd through the 7th at the 2017 World Dairy Expo. For 5 days, the global dairy industry meets at the Align Energy Center to view the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade shows in North America. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to plan your trip today.
And join us all next week as we broadcast from Madison, Wisconsin for the 51st World Dairy Expo. Providing you the latest news from the dairy industry, I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.